Okay, we have a very cool bit of news for you that comes from Character AI. So essentially, they have just launched this new thing called Avatar FX. Essentially, this is an AI model. It's a video model, and it's used to essentially create lifelike chatbots, but it's got a video element to it. So I think this is really interesting. There's a lot of use cases, some opportunities to make money with this, which I think are also interesting. Character AI is a really kind of like crazy company that has come out of this and been acquired by Google. So that's pretty insane. Before we get into all of that, Jamie, why don't you tell us about the AI Hustle school community?
Yes. If you've not heard about our school community yet, you need to go check it out. We have over 350 members now, all who are interested in growing their businesses and making money with AI. So each week we release bonus content over there, and we have a library of over 50 videos now, and they're all diving into the nitty-gritty details of how Jaden and I are actually making money with AI. And we kind of share numbers, you know, tips and tricks, secrets, all the strategies. Really, you know, yeah, no, nothing is withheld over there. And it's a great place to be if you're interested in growing your business. So it's $19 a month, and it's going to go up eventually. So if you join now, you can lock that in forever. So definitely check it out. It's really, we have a ton of fun doing it and interacting with all the members of the community. So let's talk about Avatar FX, it's called. So I think this is really cool. Character AI is one we talked about, you know, maybe a year ago now, because they were kind of one of the first, you know, video generation AI kind of things. They didn't have much development, but this new release I think is pretty powerful. Basically, you know, Jaden's going to show some screenshots here, but you can upload a photo and it will fully animate that photo into a video, and then you can actually upload an audio track as well, and it will lip sync the character to whatever you want it to say. So the video clips are pretty long, some of the demos they showed, and really good, to be honest. So some of them, they even had on their demo page like a picture of Einstein, and they made Einstein say you know, something unique, and then there was one of Sylvester Stallone. So It's really a powerful release, and the article on TechCrunch is mostly concerned about deepfakes, which I think up until this point you have to be kind of savvy to be able to, you know, pull together a few different apps to make a deepfake. But this, you know, potentially could change things a lot. So, Jaden, what do you think about the demo?
I think this is super, super cool. I've seen a couple other players that have like tried to implement this and not been super successful. So this is like one of the better done versions. It syncs the lips, and it people do like fan art or like really crazy sci-fi stuff, but you can also do literal photographs. So it's you talking. And this is, I guess, people's concern with the deepfakes. They'll typically, like, Google quasi acquired this company, or kind of like the team that built it. So depending on whatever level of control they have over this, you could assume that if Google's highly involved, it's going to be safe. And I think people will find ways to make it safe, meaning they're not going to, they'll probably block you like uploading celebrities and a bunch of different like types of pictures and images and stuff like that. So I'll be interested to see what happens. But Character AI isn't like a small company, I guess, that's just going to like run crazy and you'll never, you know, I don't know, like do some crazy stuff. It shouldn't. It's like a fairly established company that has raised a ton of money, and so I think they'll do quite a good job with this. So yeah, Character AI, very, very cool. Jamie, as far as making money from this, what are some use cases you could imagine, maybe from like an Amazon influencer side, or just an influencer side or video promotion? What do you think?
Yeah, well, so I'm gonna kind of show you some of the other demos here while I'm talking about that, but one of the cool things about this is that you can actually upload a photo or create multiple characters at once. So there's a clip, it's 40 seconds long on their demo page. It's a frog, a cat, and a fox all chatting with each other, each with their own voices and expressions. And so not just one character now, but you can have multiple characters. So I feel like this could really change the whole, we've talked before about kids, a YouTube channel, like with kid's YouTube channel with characters. If you could have multiple characters interacting at once, and kind of make a little, you know, an actual story with character interaction, I think that could be huge. I mean, the reason we've talked about that before as a hustle is because the bar is pretty low as far as, you know, kids content on YouTube. And so if you could have a really cool, even generate a really cool character with, ChatGPT 4.0 and then import it into this, you know, with a unique script, I think you could have a pretty solid kids show, or even if you're an author, if you want to kind of animate some of your story to get it out there, I think that could be really, really cool too.
Yeah. One thing, like you mentioned earlier, with like people having concerns about like deepfakes and like, I don't know, like kids using it and stuff, I think Character AI has made a bunch of parental controls and safeguards and stuff in their app. So that's interesting. They're looking at it. And then, of course, I like in TechCrunch, and like obviously we know kids also still can figure out how to use this stuff without their parents knowing, but that's also just the internet. And, you know, it's probably like more of a family thing. But it is pretty interesting as far as like a useful tool. I mean, I think this thing's pretty cool. Some of these demos you're showing, and if people are watching over on Spotify or YouTube, you can see what Jamie's showing on his screen. But yeah, you have like Einstein talking from an old photo. There are so many use cases. I mean, I immediately can think of, you know, like making like I just think it'd be funny making like birthday cards, like those birthday card gram things, but you could make like any person like talking to your friend. I think it pretty much kills the business of Cameo. If you've ever used Cameo, yeah. Jamie, it's like, yeah, you get like a celebrity or like kind of like a celebrity that's fallen off. They go and make like a Cameo video, like saying happy birthday to your friend. At this point, you could just go get this and save yourself $500 on someone from the cast of The Office saying happy birthday. But
totally,
yeah, I think it's pretty cool. And I think as far as like businesses go, if you did the Amazon influencer program, I'd be so curious if you got a selfie of yourself holding a product and then put a script in, if you could make it like you talking about the product, I think that would be kind of hilarious to see. And you could do some interesting things there. And of course, I think you could make some UGC content. I think that's probably one of the biggest things. If you can Photoshop a person holding your product or use any of these AI tools that you can upload like a product. So like even ChatGPT right now, you can upload a picture of a person and upload a picture of a product and say like, have this person holding the product. Okay, that's cool. Then you would take that image, go stick it over here into Character AI and be like, have this person talking and here's the script they're going to say about my product. And then you all of a sudden have like all this UGC content of people talking about your product. So I think there's some really cool things you could do there.
I think you're onto something there with the UGC content, because that's a huge industry right now. I mean, that's kind of where all of the e-commerce dollars are going, is now more into that, because it feels more organic than, you know, a paid ad that says, you know, sponsored on it or whatever. So I love that idea. I think even along with the social media thing, I just remember, you know, maybe 6 months back, Pika Labs released like some really kind of goofy AI things. You could upload your photo and it would like crunch it into like a paper ball, or, you know, and it was really, you know, for a minute, it was pretty viral. So like a lot of people were uploading these clips and getting tons of views. I think since with Character AI, you could maybe figure out really a way to make some really funny or just viral content that you otherwise couldn't normally produce, you know, with a tool like this as well. So I think there's lots of ways you could spin it.
Yeah, super, super interesting. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today, if you got any good ideas out of this that you're going to be planning on using in your business, make sure to go and join the AI Hustle School community for even more good ideas. The link is in the description. Every single week, we post exclusive videos we don't post anywhere else. This week, Jamie and I did a breakdown and walkthrough. I walked through a piece of software I have been working on for the last 2 years, and school community members get some beta access and some cool things there. So go check it out. Join the school community. The link is in the description. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you next time.